So if I was going to give like a title to the story I'm going to tell you here, I would call it Getting Unstuck. And this story started 27 years ago when I started here at St. Thaddeus. And for the previous 15 years of that, I was pretty much unchurched. And it wasn't because I was having any kind of crisis of faith. It was just because I hadn't learned to appreciate the importance of being in the community of Christians for spiritual growth and deep relationship with God. And 27 years ago, in 1992, when I chose to get here, wasn't that I'd had a change of heart about that at that time. It was just that I wanted my children to grow up in a church environment, so I was bringing them, not myself. So I decided that I was just going to sit in the back row and sit in the shadows. So if we were having a one-on-one conversation right here, your sarcastic question back to me would be, well, how did that work for you, Gaines? And I would say, well, I guess my plan didn't work. I guess God had a different plan for me. And Louis Tonsmeyer, who was the rector at that time, wasn't about to let me sit in the back row. And he almost literally grabbed and dragged me back to the parish hall for the adult Christian ed to talk about a very difficult subject. And the bishop at that time, and I think it was Bishop Thorpe, I'm not sure, it was 1992, had asked all the parishes in this area to have a conversation and dialogue about homosexuality and to discuss that, what it means for us as Christians, as Episcopalians, as people of God. How do we respond to the social injustice and the issues that gay people were having? And Lewis set up a really great program, and it talked about it from all different areas, and it lasted from September, at least through December. It might even gone into the next year a little bit. But we looked at it from a point of view of Scripture and tradition and common sense and culture. He had some gay people come by and talk to us about the issues that they had in dealing in our society and being gay. We had psychiatrists come and talk about the emotional needs and problems that gay people had in having to live in our society that would not accept them. And what that program did for me was cause me to get unstuck and to take a step forward. And that was just first of several steps that I took in that area. And it was important to note that sometimes those steps, I failed. But I kept taking steps forward. And it reminded me of a piece of scripture in the Gospel of Mark, where all the apostles were in the boat and the wind was high. It was nighttime. The waves were high. It was rocking. They were afraid. And they see an apparition in the distance. And it's Jesus coming to them, but they think it's a ghost. And Jesus says, "Do not fear. It is I." And Peter says, "Jesus, if it's you, tell me to come out of the boat and walk on water to you." And Jesus said, "Peter, come." So Peter took that step forward out of the boat onto the water. And was successful for a few minutes. But he got scared because of the wind. He got distracted. And he started to fail. He started to drown. He said, "Jesus, save me." Jesus grabbed him. Jesus said, Why did you doubt? But that's part of the human condition, is that we doubt from time to time. And the trust is that God will be there for us. And just like Robert was talking about in his video, and that word hesed, which I cannot say with that hard CH sound, that trusting that God is there when things are well, when things aren't so well, and trusting God into our future. And that story that I told about being at that program, those type of things have happened many, many times in the 27 years that I've been here at St. Thaddeus. Way too many, obviously, in the time allotted for me to share all those stories, but just list one or two of them. One is going to EFM. It was the people here that had taken EFM programs before. It encouraged me that was something that would be good for me to do, and it was. It's changed my life. It was the people here that encouraged me to become part of the shared ministry team. It was people here, and because of that program, that I became a lay preacher. Never in a million years did I ever thought that God was calling me to be a lay preacher. But it's through discernment of everybody else showed me that was the path that God wanted me to go. I'm on the Commission of Ministry right now, and we talk about discernment in community. And what that means is when we discern what God is calling us to do, we do it with people around us to make sure we're hearing the message correctly or make sure we're not denying the message like I was doing on the lay preaching method. And that's what St. Thaddeus has done for me over the years, has discerned with me and has encouraged me to take those steps forward, to get unstuck and take those steps forward. You have grabbed me by the collar and dragged me. You've nudged me, you've pushed me, and you've encouraged me to get unstuck and take forward steps. Amen.